This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for September 1st. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing says 63-year-old commercial airplanes president and CEO Scott Carson will retire from the company at the end of the year. Effective today, 59-year-old Jim Albaugh will take his place, and 45-year-old Dennis Muhlenberg succeeds Albaugh as president and CEO of Boeing Integrated Defense Systems. Senator Charles Schumer wants all flights through New York's Hudson River VFR corridor conducted under ATC, and all pilots there required to file flight plans. Two pilots have died in the crash of their Sukhoi 27 fighter during an airshow performance Sunday in central Poland. The Times of London reports that the British government lobbied for the release of that convicted Pan Am 103 bomber to grease the chute for a Libyan oil exploration deal for BP. Emivest says the 10th serial production SJ-30 jet has entered test flight. Actor Morgan Freeman is the buyer. Don Anderson, who founded both Great Plains Model Distributors and Great Plains Model Manufacturers in the 1970s and 80s, has been inducted into the Model Aviation Hall of Fame. NASA expects to award 20 undergraduate and 5 graduate scholarships to students in aeronautics or related fields in the 2010 academic year, and applications open today. A new Eurocopter flight training center is coming soon to West Siberia. And a Maryland lawmaker has repaid the city of Baltimore for public resources diverted to participate in an elaborate marriage proposal. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, about how the owners of Columbia 350s and 400s are being treated by Cessna since the takeover. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.